Then he said to them, "My soul is overwhelmed with sorrow to the point of death. Stay here and keep watch with me." Going a little further, he fell with his face to the ground and prayed, "My Father, if it's possible, may this cup be taken from me, yet not as I will, but as you will." And three times Jesus pleaded with God, "Please, can you take this cup away from me? But not my will, but yours." And how many things in our lives we would like to say to the Lord, "Lord, will you please take this away from me? My fears for the future, Lord, will you please take this away from me? Illness in the family, Lord, will you take this away from me? Not having a job or not sure whether you'll have a job, Lord, take this away from me." And these are all these situations that we are called to bring into the garden as Jesus did before his heavenly Father. And what Jesus did in the conversation with God, as he said, "Not my will, but yours. I'm handing over this into your hands. I'm handing over my fears into your hands. I'm handing over the things in the future into your hands. Not my will, but yours." And you see, it was in the garden that Jesus was prepared to face the cross. And it's at the end of that dialogue with the Father that Jesus was able to stand up and say, "It's time to face the cross. My betrayer has come." At the beginning of the garden, he was afraid and didn't want to do this. By the end of the garden, he was ready to face the cross. And by facing the cross, Jesus says this: God can be trusted. Jesus' death upon the cross said that God can be trusted. And when he died and rose again, God said, "I can be trusted." And so this morning, I want that to be the echo that God is speaking to us as his people. Jesus showed us that we got to hand these things over to God. And there's often times we say, "Please take these away." But God is saying, "Just trust my will." "Woman, why are you crying?" "They've taken my Lord away," she said, "and I don't know where they have put him." At this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, but she did not realize that it was Jesus. "Woman," he said, "why are you crying? Who is it you are looking for?" Thinking he was the gardener, she said, "Sir, if you've carried him away, tell me where you've put him, and I will get him." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned towards him, cried out in Aramaic, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said, "Do not hold on to me, for I have not yet returned to the Father. Go instead to my brothers and tell them, I am returning to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." Mary Magdalene went to the disciples with the good news, "I have seen the Lord," and she told them that he had said these things to her. And so what we're going to do now is we're going to remember what Christ has done for us through the the Last Supper, through the communion that Jesus had with his friends. And if I could ask Paul just to be able to swap a microphone so I can sort of free my hands up.
That's magic.
So Lord, we just come together as your people, Lord, as your family, and we come with you and we sit around the table with you, remembering what you've done for us upon the cross. And Lord, we thank you that even before your journey towards the cross, you were able to share with the disciples what you were going to do. We thank you, Lord, through your journey through the garden, that you laid down your fears and anxieties and put your trust in God. And I thank you, Lord, that this meal is a reminder that we can trust in you. It's a reminder, Lord, that what you say is true. And I pray this morning, Lord, as we take this bread and this wine together, that as we eat the bread and we drink the wine, that you would instill in us a fresh trust in you for the future, for all the situations we find ourselves in, Lord. I pray that as we take this, it would be like a healing as well, Lord, that we can have healed in us those insecurities and fears. So Lord Jesus Christ, our Redeemer, on the night before you died, you came to table with your friends. Taking bread, you gave thanks and you broke it and gave it to them saying, "Take, eat this. This is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And at the end of supper, Jesus took the cup of wine. He gave thanks and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in remembrance of me." And we're now going to pray a prayer together, the prayer that Jesus taught us. And it goes like this. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And so I'm going to ask some people to come forward who are going to distribute the bread and the wine. And I just want to let be the wine we have is grape juice, so that everybody is welcome to have the bread and the wine, whether you're a child, whether you're an adult. It's up to parents. If you don't want your child to take that, that's your choice. But the table, from my point of view, is open to everybody here. And so if we could ask the guys who are going to come and do the bread and the wine, it'd be great. It's brilliant. Yeah. We need it. We need to get some to wipe the some tissues. Yes, it would be great. Brilliant. There you go, guys. There you go. Brilliant. So if you take them out, don't. Yeah, guys. Oi. Not meant to be. This is. You, wait. Yeah.
So join in the queue.
We're
in the queue.
You're not eating here. We're going to go to the over. Receive the body of our Lord Jesus Christ, which he gave for you, and his blood, which he shed for you, and feed on him in your hearts with thanksgiving. Amen. So please, will you find a place nearest you to come and take the bread and the wine? We've got one slot at the back there, one over there, and one over there. So guys, if you want to go over there and stand with these guys, that'd be great. Brilliant. Excellent.
I'm going to do in a minute is I'm going to say a final prayer, and then we'll be able to go out on our way into the Easter celebrations. What I'd like to do before we say the final prayer is to say thank you to all those who have been have put this on. So I want to say thank you first to the band. For the small groups who set up the chairs, and for all the people who did the food and served on the door. All the guys from Kids Club, I really appreciate you coming, it's fantastic. And just to say, we've got loads and loads of bread left.